From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. There are some potential changes going on in the world of ag labor this year and next, including the new overtime laws that are going to challenge all farmers. As an example, Washington State Tree Fruit Association President John Devaney says one proposal involves smoke exposure on the farm.
That rule is out in a draft form, and L&I is going to be having some public hearings on that over the next month or so. We will be sending out additional information to all of our members. And so I always like to remind folks, if you're not on our distribution list to get those updates, you certainly can and should be.
And Devaney says that also goes for any possible rule changes.
There is a new proposed rule also for the ongoing management of temporary worker housing. There were some new requirements around health care and ventilation in housing that came out as temporary measures during COVID,
which Devaney says opened the door for finding more answers.
And now the Department of Labor and Industries and Department of Health together are proposing a permanent rule that would make permanent some of those requirements for how you manage your ventilation system in housing and how you respond to any workers who show any kind of symptoms of a communicable disease.
Tune in tomorrow for more on possible changes to the ag workforce that every ag employer should know about.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.